This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
That's right. It's Free Talk Live. We open up the phone lines here on, this Sunday evening. We do it 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time and let you call in and talk about whatever you want. But, of course, we bring show prep to the table. So, Brian, apparently the draft's a good idea?
Apparently. Which, of course, right off the bat, no, it's not. But this is actually, this is a blog post, an editorial, the internet version of an editorial, from the Huffington Post.
Is this one of those things where it's like the opinions of this blogger do not represent those of the Huffington Post necessarily, or are they, is this like their position?
I guess maybe it's more like that. The official line for a blog for this kind of editorial work on the Huffington Post is featuring fresh takes and real-time analysis from HuffPost's signature lineup of contributors. So that's not really saying it's not their position so much. That's really saying that, yeah, this is just, fresh ideas.
They're handpicked very carefully.
Yeah, and this is from H.A. Goodman, who is an author, and I think this is important to the story to get the perspective of who exactly this guy is, the writer. And he's an author and journalist, published in Salon, the Jerusalem Post, the Chicago Tribune, the Hill's Congress blog, and other publications. So I think that's really important to keep in mind. But he does describe himself as a Tea Party participant, I guess you'd call that.
All right.
So that's important to keep in mind, too.
You don't find too many Tea Partiers published on Salon.
Right. So, admittedly, in the past year, actually ever since the Snowden revelations, Salon's been pretty good about publishing some pretty controversial stuff about the government.
But they've also been, ripping on libertarians really hard.
No doubt. But then that's not hard. Libertarians make it very easy to be ripped upon. But anyway, this story is want, or this blog is Want to Destroy ISIS? Congress Should Implement the Draft and Raise Taxes Immediately.
All right.
And this is from September 12th of this year.
I don't like
year.
Either of these ideas.
No.
Then again,
it's a modest
actually,
proposal.
Yeah. Actually, I don't like all three of them.
You're right.
I don't see any reason to go after ISIS either. But
yeah.
Okay.
So, since President Obama recently stated ISIS is a direct threat to national and global security, and since we have a military that is overburdened from two wars in the Middle East, one still going on, ongoing in Afghanistan, the American people should make some sacrifices for the next war.
Haven't we sacrificed? I didn't even want to sacrifice for the first one.
This is the thing, is that, and I'll say this now, when I read this, I was like, there's no way, this guy can't be serious. But he makes sure he puts in the point that this is not a joke, that he's being quite serious.
You said he writes for the Jerusalem Post?
Yeah, for J Post, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thus far, the 2.5 million veterans.
Why is he trying to get Americans to fight for him then?
Well, I think he's an American, but okay. Just he happens to write for. J Post is about as big as the New York Times these days. So, thus far, the 2.5 million veterans of both wars, less than 1% of the population, and their families have done all the heavy lifting for our great nation. So he is a U.S. citizen. As a result, we recently had a VA crisis that is still ongoing, a debt crisis that our grandchildren will be faced with well into their own retirement, and the threat of future budget sequestration and even shutdowns. We have a population of over 313 million people, and it isn't fair for the 2.5 million veterans or the over 500,000 active duty soldiers to defend such a large nation on their own, especially against an existential threat in ISIS. Now, some of his points here about, you know, the VA crisis, the debt crisis that's being put on grandchildren and all that. I think all that's pretty accurate that that's occurring.
Yep, I got it.
Yeah, so it's time to get off
the... But, of course, that could easily be stopped by just ending the wars and just... You know, basically minding the U.S. government, people minding their own business.
Sure.
It would certainly help as far as revenue goes, but I think that the government at this point, even with the economic downturn, probably was spending more than it could afford to, even with just the Social Security.
True.
And
yeah, absolutely, yeah, true. Medicaid, yeah, but that's what democracy is. It's basically stealing from the unborn, the next generation. Yeah, absolutely. They'll pay for it. We'll give you free stuff now in exchange for your votes, and somebody else will pay for it.
Yeah, down the line.
Yeah. So it's time to get off the couch, America, and collectively sacrifice for national security, both through taxes to fund the next conflict and a draft like previous generations in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. ISIS wants to bankrupt this country and drag us into another quagmire, so if you believe these maniacs need to be destroyed by bullets fired from American guns, it's time for you to start firing these bullets and paying for the next war. Once we...
Yeah. But, you know... Okay, how much have prices got, like, how much has been stolen from us through inflation? You know, that's a tax that you can't get around as long as you use the U.S. dollar, and that is not an insignificant amount.
Not by any stretch. It might be the most insidious of the taxes.
Look at your receipt. I mean, like, I remember when I first moved to New Hampshire, this was 8 years ago, almost exactly. There, the prices, especially for things like food, were just lower, you know? You could probably, maybe, I don't know, 20%? That might not be inaccurate, right?
Well, we know that large banking organizations control the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve creates Federal Reserve notes, known as U.S. dollars. Do you think that organization is most worried about people on the bottom of the, you know, economic food chain or on the top?
On the top.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a pretty easy one to figure out. Let's go to Philip in California. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm just wondering what we can believe and what we can't believe.
None of it.
That's a great question, Philip.
Yeah. How gullible are Americans? Who believes that a airplane flying into a building held up by 40 steel columns with 1-inch webs could bring down two World Trade Center buildings at free fall? As a structural...
I thought it was two airplanes.
Yeah. 25 airplanes couldn't
Don't
bring them down.
Don't believe the official story, Mark.
So, of course, you're referencing 9/11, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
I'm referencing the gullibility of Americans.
Well, now let me... The gullibility that they believe the official story, right?
Exactly.
Right. Well, now I want to ask you this, okay? Is that, say you proved that, or say whoever ends up proving that 9/11 was perhaps an inside job, or that... you know, the government knew about it or whatever. What exactly do you anticipate happening after that gets proven?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay. Then you are a realist, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I know that those buildings had to be brought down at pinpoint demolition accuracy. Each of those columns had to be shape, charge, cut. And who could do that without an inside group of people knowing?
So, Philip, do you still support the government, either party, in any way, or are you totally against?
None whatsoever.
Oh, then you're consistent.
I gotta hand it to you. I believe that they just trade off their lives, and I would no more stand in line to vote and waste my time. I mean, which group of liars do I vote for?
What
good can they do?
Pick your favorite color. Thanks for the call, Philip.
Yeah. I appreciate that, because a lot of people, you know, really hammer home the idea that 9/11 was an inside job, and okay, perhaps it was, perhaps it wasn't. But if it was, What are you going to do next, right? Are you going to continue to kind of support the government and keep participating in the political system, asking the government for stuff? Like, I saw a video the other day where somebody was alleging 9/11 is an inside job, and then in the same breath they were asking the government for benefits to give to the firefighters or whatever from 9/11. And it's like, really? You got to, like, step back for a moment and think about what you just said, right?
It's that time
of
year.
Same government who perpetrated 9/11. You're going to ask him for favors.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in a trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-553-7444. 1-800-553-7444. Call 1-800-553-7444. 1-800-553-7444.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. 855-450-3733, or you can call us on Skype. We've got the Skype lines open. Our username is lrn.fm, and all you have to do is send us a user request there, and we'll approve you, usually within one segment, and then you can call us. That's lrn.fm on Skype, or 855-450-3733. And we're all going to a Bitcoin party.
Yeah.
The very 1st of October.
Boy. Mickey Mouse is going to be there, too. So I hear.
Indeed. He's at Walt Disney World, and we're going to go visit him at Coins in the Kingdom. And there'll be lots of folks from the Bitcoin community there. So lots of, you'll be able to learn about Bitcoins, network with Bitcoin folks, party with Bitcoin folks. It'll be a lot of fun. Just actually got a message from one of them. They want to get my headshot. I just talked to MK Lords from Bitcoin Not Bombs and Coins in the Kingdom. She'll be there, along with Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, Charlie Shrim.
You have some great pictures with your teeth looking totally white from my Magic Mud.
I do. I'll tell you about my Magic Mud later. Will Pangman. And where is Will from? I can't say that word.
It's Tepiki. That's Tepiki. The company he's
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Tepiki is like an accounting software that you can use with Bitcoin, but it's like encrypted and it has more privacy features.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Coinsinthekingdom.com. Tickets are $60. Hotel rooms, $99. Kids under 12 are free. It's October 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Magic Kingdom, the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney. Funds mandatory. Come celebrate Magic Internet money at the Magic Kingdom. Coinsinthekingdom.com. Let's go to Brad calling in on Skype. Brad, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling on that last call about 9/11 and what should we do about it. I think we should go after people like Lucky Larry Silverstein and
who's
George
Lucky?
Bush.
Okay.
And
who's Larry Silverstein?
He's the owner of the building.
Okay.
Was there doing all the construction work when it got wired to get bombed?
Okay, so I guess my question is I understand, and believe me, 9/11 in a very real sense ruined my life. It caused me to want to go into the military, which was the worst decision, one of the worst decisions I could ever make, because I was wanting revenge for what happened in 9/11. So certainly, I take the events that happened there pretty personally, but like, again, I don't really know what people expect to occur. I mean, like, say you put George Bush in jail, that's not justice.
It's not realistic.
No, it's not realistic either. But I mean, I don't know what people expect to get from, pushing so hard on the 9/11, truth issue.
Well, I expect to see justice done.
But all right, so what does that look like?
Do you want to see justice done, or do you expect to see justice done?
Well, that's what I want.
Okay.
I'd like to see George Bush hang for what he did. And well, also
at that point,
Larry Silverstein.
We won't know until we have a trial, right?
Let's have a trial then.
I gotcha. And then at that point, wealthy lawyers will battle it out, and likely we won't get the truth, because what we've seen in this country generally is that wealthy people do quite well at trials versus the rest of us who don't.
Well, that's a good point, but...
Yeah, I guess what I want to express to you is that I think if people need the quote unquote proof of government involvement in what occurred on 9/11 2001, if they don't see what the government does on a daily basis and that doesn't prove it to them, I have little hope that people finding out that some very nefarious actions were enacted by the U.S. government on that date would change anything. And so I wonder if there isn't better ways to educate people, or better things that we could do with our time and our money, especially when they spent $3 million to get that that Times Square billboard advertisement about saying look into 9/11 truth and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I would think there'd be so much more to do, because again, I mean, every single day the government is doing BS. you know,
yeah, really with, evil thing.
Yeah,
it's
really
right there
evil
in front
stuff.
Of everybody's face.
Yeah, and so I just, I understand your frustration. Believe me, I do. But I don't know that this is the most fruitful or effective thing for all of us to get the real justice that we need, and not just the justice for us, but for justice for people all around the world. You know, when I was in the military, I saw so many very innocent, foreign people die that did not have to, and they need it too. And George Bush hanging isn't, in my opinion, is not justice.
Well, you make some good points and all, but still, I can't let this go. I mean,
there's been 13 years. People are still remembering the Hood too.
What's the Hood?
It's some ship that got sunk. I think
that was
the Spanish-American War.
Talking about the USS Liberty.
I don't know. Some boat out there.
It was a boat that Israelis attacked.
No, not that one. Not in your lifetime.
Well, it wasn't in my life.
Well, some people are still obsessed with the JFK shooting, and
So am I.
Yeah. Okay. So wasn't that basically proven that the people who were kind of considered conspiracy theorists were actually right all along? Somebody came out on their deathbed, and nothing really changed after that occurred.
Yeah, but there's no reason to stop trying.
Well, there is, because if you're, continually thinking about it and spending your energy on it, what else could you be doing if you weren't doing that stuff? You know, maybe you'd be happier, you'd live longer, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know if I would be.
Appreciate the call, Brad. Thank you so much. 855-450-3733. Some people will say that the 9/11 truth conspiracy and other conspiracy theories will bring people to the ideas of liberty, because if they blame the government, they're a good choice for liberty, for the ideas of liberty. But it also cuts both ways, right, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. The 9/11 truth movement is what actually got me into the military, because, I'm ethnically, and I want this to be very, very clear. I am ethnically Jewish, okay? And I had some family members die on 9/11. Okay, and I wanted some serious revenge, and I couldn't believe it when I was walking on the streets of New York City when I saw 9/11 truthers saying the Jews were behind all this.
They all took the day off.
They took
right?
the day off. None of them died in the trade centers, and all this crap. And I was like, what is this? It's like, no, and what I felt I had to do.
So your Jewish family didn't get the Jewish memo? They're not going?
Yeah. I guess they missed the memo. They didn't get the email. Someone blocked it. It was so insane. And so I said, no, I'll prove to you that we're not, that Jews aren't against this country or something like that. And so I joined the military and I went over there. And it was one of the most damaging things to ever happen to me.
Let's go to the phones. Sleepy Salsa. Sleepy Salsa, you're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
Hey, thanks for bringing me on.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you folks, and apparently I think something that's kind of been overlooked is something that the government doesn't really want people to know about, and only a couple of voluntarists have mentioned it, but it's apparently a legal process, more or less vernacularly known as unregistering from the voter rolls.
Let's hear about this. Just hold the line, if you would. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733.
I'm curious about that.
Yeah, me too. 855-450-FREE. I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about anything you want to talk about on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. How do I protect myself on the internet?
Well, you know, that phone number you just gave is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, and that's what you want to use. This is step one to getting your digital privacy back, because it's been taken from you, be it by, you know, government agencies, bad actors, employers, ISPs. You take your pick, because everything that ProXPN does gets done client-side, which means before it gets to anything else, any other hardware out there, it gets done on your machine. That's why you want their service. ProXPN, it's a VPN service, virtual private network, okay? And this is easy to install. It's incredibly easy. It works, you know, it's kind of like Apple always says, we want it to be like magic. Believe me, this is very much like magic, okay? And it works on everything. It works on your tablet, your smartphone, works on Windows, Linux, OS X. You take your pick. It's available for it. It's real simple software to download, install. You put in username, password, and up you go, and suddenly everything you're doing, your data, metadata, is all being encrypted with some of the best encryption out there using OpenVPN as its backend. This is the real deal, okay? You want this. You want to go to proxpn.com. and download it. You can try it first if you want, but believe me, you're going to want to get the premium account. That way you can use all the servers, and you can even do torrenting. I recommend using the Netherlands server if you want to do torrenting due to various legal situations. It will really cover your butt. Okay, so, and use the code FTL50. If you're going to get the premium, use the code FTL50. You'll get 50% off the price of an annual account. Or if you want to use Bitcoin, be really anonymous and use Bitcoin, right? That you'll get 62% off if you use the code FTLBTC. So take your pick, FTL50 or FTLBTC if you're going to use Bitcoin. But go to proxvpn.com and take your privacy back.
Let's go back to Skype and back to Sleepy Salsa. Sleepy Salsa, you on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. I was hearing you folks before the break mentioning about, like, what can we do to appeal to people? How do we spread the message of liberty and so forth? Well, I think what's kind of important to first understand is that there are a lot of the list of grievances is long and varied, I think would be more than fair to say.
On against whom?
This enemy rebel government that claims to dictatorially want to control every single aspect of your life from cradle to grave, I think would be best place to start and really focus on. So in terms of spreading the message of liberty, in terms of really teaching and most importantly living the philosophy of liberty, I think what's kind of important is to present people with options. Remember, I mean, like the free market, it's all about having that selection, you know, pleasing the customer and so forth.
Sure.
And I think one option among many that I've been able to find is something more of a legal procedure, but it's vernacularly been referred to as unregistering from the voter rolls. Now, obviously, one would have to check one's state statutes, and I know you good free staters up there would have to look at New Hampshire's RSAs to see whether it's possible there.
As I understand it, it's not particularly easy to do.
That's not correct. That is not correct.
Well, I'm just telling you what my experience here is that people have...
Have you tried to do it, Mark?
I have not. My experience listening to people who have tried to do this.
Okay.
Russell Canning, an activist that was here, attempted to do it, and basically they told him, nope, we don't have a system for that.
We don't have a form for that.
Yeah, sorry, no form.
Yeah.
Can't get there from here.
Honestly, this is something I would like to do. So what's the process? I mean, it may be different from place to place, but what's the basic process?
Sure, and it depends. It depends on what the statutes are under whichever state government you are. So I can only speak as far as Texas goes because that's where I'm kind of stuck at the moment. But it's in the Texas Election Code. Specifically, I believe the reference was section 16.013A and 16.036 and maybe a few of the other sections roughly around there. But it's in the Texas Election Code. The government here refers to it as canceling your voter registration. And they pretty much laid it out very simply. And I said, wow, I kind of have a problem with this government and I don't really want to consent to it anymore. So maybe this could be possibly a way of, even if only symbolically, but it's still an official legal procedure. And so I decided to test it. And I did this last year. And I sent a letter off to the voter registrar for the county where I originally registered when I was foolish enough to do that because I still believed in the system. I still believed in reformism. And
We've all been there.
Don't worry. I disagree entirely with the foundation of your premise, but I'm interested in you unregistering.
In terms of the method, then I got a letter back from the voter registrar, and it said notice of cancellation. It said a bunch of things, but at the very beginning it says, "Dear voter, notice is hereby given that your voter registration has been canceled in," it says name of county, "on April 10th of 2013." And
it's
then it
weird
on,
that they would address you as voter after you just unregistered.
You should sue them.
Dear
for
non-voter.
Slander.
But, don't call me that.
It's probably all in a Microsoft Word template. That's yeah. Probably why.
But I proved it could work, and I've been, admittedly, I've been bragging to many of my friends about it and telling them, now I can't say about the other 49 states of the union, but I can say about Texas anyway. There's also apparently a tangential benefit I found out last week when I was doing, when I was learning more about jury nullification, which I know a lot of you good folks like to spread the good word about up there in New Hampshire. And apparently I was able to contact the federal government, and they told me that when they are putting people on the jury wheel, they only draw from the voter registration lists of the several state governments. They do not tap into or consider anyone on the lists who still maintain a driver's license. Because remember, many of the several state governments, Texas, I know for certain, basically takes the list from DPS, which is basically the DMV equivalent.
So well, the driver's license. I'm confused. Does that mean that unregistering to vote means that you will not be able to serve on a – you will not have the –
Not on a federal jury, right?
Not on a federal jury, no. So I'm free of that. I am free.
That's awesome.
Assuming they told me the truth, I am free of that. Now, if it was Texas, because I still maintain my driver's license, unfortunately, because it is an infringement on my right to travel they can grab me and throw me on the jury wheel just for that alone. Now, of course, as far as folks who understand, like, FIDA's literature and all that, the jury wheel, you know, spins you around, and then it just spits out names, and then you get a summons. And then that's where the coercion of a government comes in with framing you with fines.
So you like jury nullification, but you're happy that you're not going to be able to help somebody who might be charged with an immoral charge?
You have to keep in mind that the libertarian position, as far as juries go, has always been split, right? Because you have the FIDA position, which is always been, you know, get on a jury and nullify, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas the other position, which I'm kind of surprised almost nobody mentions, is the polar opposite, was actually Murray Rothbard's position, which was that he viewed jury duty, not nullification, but jury duty as a type of, and yes, he said it in Foreign New Liberty, indentured servitude.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, in fact, totally with you on that's that. The position I take, and I've gotten... I've gotten flack for it.
I'll give you flack over it. So
go ahead, Mark. You want to conscript me to be on a jury against my will?
Well, in 49 states, they tell me I have to wear a seatbelt. In New Hampshire, they don't because I'm an adult and I don't have to wear it. But I wear it in all 50 states because I don't wish to die. So it doesn't, to me, particularly matter whether it's something I'm forced into doing or not doing. For me, it's about something I want to do or not do.
But what if not everybody wants to be on a jury? I would rather be helping take care of myself financially to support myself, and I'm not interested in, at a loss to me, paying money to get gas, drive 2 hours to this courthouse, show up at 8 in the morning, which is an hour I never see, being on the self-employed schedule, because I work at night.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just not interested in doing that.
I don't think you have any obligation to, but I think that there's this this cultural give and take that goes on, that if you want help from people, you need to lend help. So any one of us can end up in the clutches of these power-hungry people for whatever variety, you know, more laws than what anyone can read in four lifetimes. Any one of us can end up there. I personally would like somebody who wants to nullify my jury, because it's not going to be a crime with a victim in all likelihood. So a victimless crime, I would like them to nullify that. And if no one's there,
it's not the only way to help someone.
I'm not claiming
you can,
it is
you can
the
help
only
someone
way to help.
Outside of the jury duty system.
But it's a real rubber hits the road opportunity to help someone, like right there.
There are opportunities whizzing by all the time.
Indeed.
Just whether you grab
it. I think Salsa showed a great piece of freedom everybody could go after. I love the call.
I think Salsa farted in a jar.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The gauntlet has been thrown. The bell has been rung. It's three shiftless agorists against our hero, Mark Edge.
Shiftless? Who do you call it shiftless? I probably make more money than you.
I wouldn't Go ahead, read an advertisement from one of the guys that I brought on board.
Yeah.
Call me shiftless.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right. Read one of mine here.
Yeah.
You get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. That'll give you a little energy. coffee.freetalklive.com. When you order from, get your coffee there. That's 100% organic, shade grown, top 1% grade Arabica beans. You also are helping people around the world. As Stephanie's idea that we switch to Kiva.
Well, Mark, I have to give you credit for that because you originally introduced me to Kiva back in 2009, and since then I've made multiple loans on Kiva. They've all been paid back, and I feel pretty good about
it's
that.
It's really great. It's really great service. And
I think that helps people more than me being on a jury, actually.
I think it helps more people more, but I think that one person needs some help, too.
Yes,
anyway,
they do.
855-450-3733.
I'm sorry. I totally interrupted you.
Sorry. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your hands on some great coffee.
And you can help people get loans on
Kiva
and get great coffee.
That's right. Let's go back to Sleepy Salsa. So I was Sleepy Salsa a good stinging on the way out and said that I really don't think that this unregistering from the voting rolls, besides when it comes to jury duty, I can see that. I mean, if you really don't want to help anybody who's been charged with a victimless crime, you can get off of jury duty by...
You don't want to help them in that particular way.
Yeah, when they need it the most. If you don't want to help them when they need it the most, then you can get out of
it. No. I think there's a third option that's, or a third part that's getting misconstrued and not considered when it comes to this jury duty thing. You know, there's the, I totally agree with Salsa about the fact that, you know, with Murray Rothbard's point that it is, in a way, it's conscription.
I have not argued that point.
No,
it is
right.
Conscription.
Right.
So is making someone wear
so
okay.
So
right.
It's okay to be conscripted into something as long as it's a good deed?
Okay. No. All right, here. Listen, now let's compare this to Comcast. If Comcast gives you terrible service, what do you do? Do you keep using them?
Well, I mean, ultimately, no.
Yeah, not if you can help it.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to. Now, look, who likes to go and do jury duty? Nobody does.
If Comcast came and kidnapped one of my friends and all I had to do was show up one day and listen to somebody yammer on and then I could get my friend free, I might do that.
Right, but if you keep taking part in that, you are not sending the signal to the system that this is a crap way of getting justice.
That signal isn't working,
what
Brian.
What are they paying you, $10? That's because people are doing it out of like some kind of, I don't know why they're even
they're doing it because they're bored.
Because it's involuntary servitude is why they're doing it.
Some people go because they have to. Some people go because they're nosy. Some people go to rescue folks.
Well, I don't want two out of those three.
Agreed.
And in fact,
and
only
the lawyers want the ones that are nosy.
Right. Only one of the people, there's probably a lot more than just three different types of people. Out of all the different types of people that you could possibly have going to a jury, and there's plenty of them, the only one I'd want is the one that wants to rescue somebody, but they are in such a small minority, I would much rather get the message out there to say, look, this whole jury thing, we gotta send the message out there that this is a bad service, or at least people should get paid a whole hell of a lot more for doing it, and no one's talking about it in that way, that this is a crap service that we should be boycotting, not getting involved in, and trying to rescue people with, because honestly, it's a government service.
It's not a service.
It's kidnapping in many cases, and you can try to rescue somebody or not.
All the more reason to not want to be a part of it.
Yeah,
it's a kidnapping.
Brian, I completely agree with you. Thank you for that. But
it's
Mark,
like walking over a wallet that you found on the sidewalk. You have no moral obligation.
None whatsoever.
It's not like walking over a wallet. It's like crossing over a moat to walk over the wallet. And I mean, because there's a cost involved.
It's a lot of work to save somebody from a victimless crime, and many people aren't worth the trouble. However, I would love it.
There's no guarantee that it's even a victimless crime.
There's not.
No guarantee that you're even going to get on the jury.
Nope, none of that. It's a lottery. There's no doubt.
But there is a guarantee that you're going to sacrifice your personal principles.
No guarantee of that. I've never been called for jury duty.
You know, I got a letter. I got called for jury duty once, and the letter noted that I had to dress a certain way with decorum. I wasn't allowed to wear tank tops. And this was in June,
you were going to wear your pasties.
Show up in July.
Right. And
pasties, yeah, real cute. Porcupine pasties.
Salsa, we've been talking
all
over.
I'm going to go fart in a jar like you accused Salsa of doing.
Is he there still? Okay.
Yeah, it's great. And yes, there's kind of the old joke Sam Konkin mentioned back in 85 in Los Angeles, where when you get a bunch of libertarians in a room, you know, everyone's got as many definitions of libertarianism as there are libertarians and so forth. But no, I think it's good and healthy because that's how you have a free marketplace of ideas and, you know, compare and contrast and kind of go from there. Something else, too.
What have you done by unregistering from the voting rolls, disallowing sort of jury conversation from the topic? Like, what's the point?
Well,
don't get those annoying political mailers either.
Please.
That's another thing.
Everybody gets them.
Well, in terms of, I only found out about the jury duty thing pretty much like last week. And I did this like a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So the reason I was doing it was, and it's still something I'm slowly working on and learning about, is it kind of goes back to the consent of the governed. And the first question you have to ask is the consent of the governed collective or individual? Now, obviously, if the answer turned out to be collective, then we're kind of screwed in a lot of ways. However, if the answer is that it's the individual consent to be governed,
this is what their ruling documents often will say, that government here in New Hampshire,
government rights
comes from the consent of the governed. And I, for one, do not give the state of New Hampshire the right to govern me. But I do, when given the opportunity, vote in their elections to make one small, you know, drop my little pebble.
That's where I see where you're wrong, Mark.
Well,
I mean,
you and I are equally governed by the the state of New Hampshire, and I vote and you don't. So you can't claim that voting is somehow consent or not consent.
Well, it's hard to argue that, oh, I'm not giving them my moral support, but I am going to participate in their game.
It's not moral support. People, you know, I'm not voting for their laws. I'm voting against their laws.
But you're still participating in their game. Like, is freedom ever on the ballot, Mark?
Freedom is sometimes on the ballot when you have very freedom-oriented candidates. When the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorses somebody with an A+, freedom is on the ballot.
Assuming the correct answer was individual consent of a government, then the follow-up question then becomes, what is the nexus that determines, what is the legal standard of proof that determines that consent to be governed? I mean, what's the standard? And I've seen all sorts of answers that may be true, maybe not, and it's still something I'm still trying to evaluate. But the unregistering from the voter rolls seems to, quite frankly, be, if not the total answer, and I don't think it is the total answer because I'm still licensed to drive and there's things more along those ends with infringing on the right to travel and so forth, then therefore there must be something else. I've heard other people suggest that maybe it's the citizenship itself that might possibly be the nexus. And
well, come on. You know as well as I do that the government doesn't recognize their documents. They don't look at these things and say, oh, well, he doesn't give us his consent. Well, I guess we can't rule over him. I wasn't allowed to vote in Florida. I'm disallowed from voting in Florida now. If I move back to Florida, I'm not allowed to vote. I'm a convicted felon. I'm too dangerous to vote in Florida. Believe me, they aren't allowing me to opt out of their system.
Well, why don't you have to abide by the laws of Brazil?
Because I don't live in the geographic landmass known as Brazil, and the governments that we have are evolved from fiefdoms and kingdoms and duchies and baronies and these sorts of things that own land.
This is actually a great point, though. I mean, if you really don't want to give your consent, I suppose you could always go permanent traveler. You know,
yeah,
just keep...
Some people have tried going more the, I can't think of the exact legal term, but yes, Stephanie, there is more that route, kind of like what some of the American Indians were originally before they became like either BIA Indians or whatever. Actually, the traditionals are actually still that way, too, where, denizen.
That's exactly.
So that is one approach. Some people have had success with that. Some people have
not.
What
kind of success?
It does require...
Well, you don't have to pay taxes. I mean, you can go and
you can choose not to pay taxes anyway.
Yeah, you know,
millions of people in America don't.
You could be a povertarian too.
Salsa had said at the beginning of his call that even if it's just symbolic, and honestly, I think that's reason enough because if we change our minds, which is where all change has
nobody
to start.
Nobody likes jury duty.
No, hold on. If we change our minds and stop thinking about ourselves as the United States, okay, by getting out of these voter rolls, I think that's very powerful in and of itself to deregister.
It probably makes the most difference to you. And
that's the only one it made a difference to. You can put the lid on the jar and say,
but isn't that what matters?
It is what matters.
Wow. Sleepy, thanks
you're
for the call.
You're out of control tonight.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.